Thank you. Good morning also from my side. We have to report about a second quarter and the first half year with not many news on the portfolio side, so we rather have a short agenda. The only news is that we have sold our shares in the Galeria Dominikanska, but we certainly come to that later. Let's start, as usual, with retail turnover development on slide three. No, two. Okay. I have a different version. Overall, it is now a red zero compared to black zero in the first quarter. And the funny thing is that those retail segments that had a rather good first quarter suffered under the second quarter and vice versa. So overall, the result is zero. Nevertheless, the turnover development in Poland and Hungary was very favorable, so that we now have a turnover of plus 1.5% compared to minus 1% in the first quarter. So the overall portfolio is now at 0.2% compared to zero in the first quarter. So overall, it's a rather stable development. Thank you. Let's come to the key figures. FFO per share moved up by 15% as projected and expected, from 89 cents to 1.02 euro. So we are good compared to our forecast. We are in line with our forecast, and the EPRA earnings moved up by 28% to 83 cents now. Total equity a little lower. Financial liabilities due to Dresden 15% higher. Total assets also due to Dresden 9% up, so that we now have total assets of 3.3 billion euro. In turn, the equity ratio moved down to 45.2% now, and the LTV ratio moved up to 46%, but this is nothing spectacular. Next slide, the balance sheet in detail. That is, the balance sheet is mainly influenced by the first-time consolidation of Dresden, as you can see on the non-current asset side, plus 260 million euro, and on the current asset side, minus 73 million. That's more or less the purchase price for the acquisition of the shares of Dresden. Group equity lower due to the dividend payment by the end of June, non-controlling interest stable, so total equity a little lower than by the end of 2012. Financial liabilities, as already mentioned, much higher out of these from these 206 million euro plus 190 are due to the Dresden inclusion. Deferred taxes, nothing unspectacular. Other liabilities, minus 60 million euro. That is mainly refers mainly to tax payments. First of all, the transfer tax for Herod Center, that was an amount of 9 million euro, and some income tax for the past. New loan structure by June. Duration now is again up to 7.3 years, and average interest moved down to 3.92. There is very little up to 1 year, and that is more or less the credit line. So we use the credit line almost up to the limit. And then we have 5 to 10 years, 65% now refinanced within the portfolio with a duration of 8 years. That is due to the inclusion of the new Main-Taunus Centrum loan. So overall, that influenced duration as well as the average interest rate. Refinancing only, just we mentioned that already before. We refinanced the Main-Taunus Centrum loan, 220 million euro. We paid some fees, some breakage fees for that, as you know, but we were able to reduce the interest by 89 basis points. So again, for the next 10 years, a nice saving. So after that refinancing, the maturities are not really mentionable. The first thing to refinance comes in 2015, which is the Wetzlar refinancing. Profit and loss account, totally in line, 88.8 million euro, up 14%. The second half will be better because of the Dresden inclusion. The property operating and management expenses was 9.75%, are slightly below budget, which is at 10% compared to 11% in the first half of 2012. So other operating income, unspectacular. Corporate costs, there is a one-off of 500,000 euro due to the liquidation of the fund structure for us at the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, a payment to the Deutsche Bank as a trustee of that closed-end fund where we were in and where we are now out. So EBIT up 15% to 77.2 million euro. Net interest expense mainly influenced by Dresden inclusion. We see that when we come to the bridge. And first-time income from equity from our equity associates is down, and that's mainly also due to the Dresden inclusion. So net finance costs were down 24% to 22.6 million. Measurement gains and losses, normal business. EBIT up 11%, 52.2 million euro. And then taxes, we now see the effect of the deferred trade tax, which we had in the prior year's figures still included. So lower tax rate for the group. The revenue bridge, as already mentioned, very much influenced by Herold Center and Altmarkt-Galerie, 10.2 million plus in revenues compared to the prior year. So the like-for-like rental growth stays at plus 1% or 800,000 euro for the first 6 months. I personally expect it by the end of the year, something between 1% and 2%, but not more. So up turnover, 88.8 million euros. Net finance costs, interest expense overall increased by 1.6 million euro. If you take only the savings we achieved from Main-Taunus-Zentrum already for some months and Kassel on a so-called like-for-like basis, we are plus 1.4 million compared to the prior year. Minority profit share, 500,000 euro higher than in 2012, mainly Main-Taunus-Zentrum. And then at equity, 2.3 million lower than in the first half. 2 million is due to Dresden. EBIT bridge, valuation result, 2 million higher than last year. And so we achieved an increase of 7 million or 14% in the first 6 months to 52.2 million euro. Profit bridge, same thing, valuation result higher, so the increase in EPRA earnings amounts to 10.7 million or 31.4% to 41.8 million euro. So half year, totally in line to our forecast. On the FFO side, there is perhaps something, but that is not necessary to increase the guidance now, but we will come up hopefully on the upper end, and there is some room. But on the revenue and EBIT side, it is totally in line, and we will see these figures, something in that range, EBIT before valuation from today's perspective as well. So let's come to the outlook. As already mentioned before, we sold our shares in Galeria Dominikanska together with our partners, the Ottos, to Atrium, and we will have the we expect the closing at the end of August. We expect proceeds of something 32 to 33 million euro. It's a sharing, that's why we know that only by the end of August, how much we will get out of it, compared to a book value of 30.3 million euro, as you can see that in our annual report, and purchase cost in 2003 for that of 15.4 million euro. So I think overall it was a good deal for us. I'm very happy that this goes through. Then you saw that already the full consolidation of the Atmac Gallery from 1st May onwards, that influences the figures, more the figures than the profit, because there's only additional profit from this 33%, nothing more. What we have investigated, and from today's perspective will realize, is the tax restructuring of the Altmark Gallery Dresden KG that would result in a dissolution of deferred taxes of roughly 15 million euro and will save about 6 million euro in cash taxes for the coming 5 years, and in turn there is some taxes of 3 million euro to get to this tax restructuring, something we should do. The investments of 50 million for the restructuring in 2013, it's a stable figure that is on the way, that's mainly Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum. And what we are currently waiting for is the results of the external advisors we asked to look at the AIFM rules, whether we fit into that or not, because that has certain influence on additional acquisitions. As you know, an AIFM is hardly regulated, and if we would be an AIFM, we could move as we did in the past. So we now wait for that, and I'm not negative on that, because it would be ridiculous, but that's why I'm hopeful that the result will be that we don't have an AFM. So that's in short what we're looking at for the current time, and thank you very much, and I'm happy to answer your questions now.
The first question is from Georg Kandes of Bankhaus Lampe. Mr. Kandes, please go ahead.
So, good morning, Mr. Böger. I have one question here, especially concerning the tax. What is the cash tax outlook for the remainder of the year? I saw you had more or less a cash back in Q2. And this 3 million, if there is, you want to pay, is this to come in the current year? So that's just for the short term and the outlook on the taxes. And the other question I had, what does this sales proceed from Breslau depend on?
Sorry, the second question. This
fluctuation, is this simply a currency valuation, or is this to be negotiated, or is it depending on tenants remaining in the property, or what is it?
Okay, sorry. Thank you for that question. No, because there is a tax position in the company. We say the shares of the company by the end of August, and we need to have the balance sheet on the 31st of August to know how much additional liquidity is in the company. The price is fixed as far as the property is concerned, but we don't sell a property, but a company, so there is the net current assets.
Okay.
Set out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why there is a range of 32 to 33 million euro.
Mm-hmm.
So the second question, outlook taxes, it will be lower than expected because we got a refund. So now we expect something like 4 million euro, 4.2 million euro for the whole year as cash taxes.
And what's about the 3 million you mentioned to be paid, or was this?
No, it's not a repayment of 3 million. We got a repayment of 1.8 million.
And that's occurred in Q2, obviously.
Sorry?
And this repayment occurred, obviously, in Q2.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay.
The next question is from Michael de Jonge of AMRO.
Yes, good morning. It's Michael de Jonge, ABN AMRO. You have some positive statements in your half-year report on the job market and increases in incomes and prices are stable. So do you expect the retail turnover in the second half to increase from the 0% growth posted in the first half? And which segments would you consider particularly attractive?
To be honest, I don't have any expectations for the turnover in the second half. As you know, I see that business for years already as a rather stable business. And if you have on the one side the discussion on online sales and their turnover development, look at the overall figures, which that does not only include retail but also traveling and entertainment and cars, that is not money that gets into the retail Sorry. So if we get out with a zero for the whole year, I think that is would be fair.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then in your company presentation, you have a target of 75% German assets and 25% elsewhere in Europe. Currently, this is 93% based in Germany. So where are you looking to expand to?
We are still looking on the same markets because it really doesn't make sense to get into the next country unless there is a chance to have 3-4 properties in a very short period of time, to be honest. That doesn't make so much sense to have one property here and one property there. So, you know, Poland, as good as we know, there is hardly anything to buy quality-wise at a fair price, hopefully not only in our view. In Hungary, and the Pest property had the second best turnover development in the first half, and it had been very, very nice figures, certainly at a lower level than years before, but for a long time, first time, 7% plus in turnover, which is good, but this is not necessarily an incentive for us to invest heavily into Hungary. So there is only Austria left, and Austria is a country. And I can't force anybody to sell the property to us at a, as we say, fair price, if the market is different.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Jochen Rothenbacher from Equinet Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. A follow-up question on the tax rate. Could you give any indication what tax rate we could expect for this year and the years to follow? And secondly, some background maybe on the exit of this DB12 Immobilien Fund. What was this?
So as far as the tax rate is concerned, we don't have any tax. We have a budget, and that is rather similar to what we saw in the first half year. I think we have a 31% tax rate if you just look at the P&L. We have a 21% tax rate overall, and that's what you could expect also for 2013, and that might go down then if we have the restructuring at Dresden KG in 2014, but I can't give you any advice on that. And the exit of DB12 was a two-tier structure where on the one side we held shares in the real estate company and we held shares in the fund company. And that was the DB12 Immobilien Fonds. And there we had a 50% shareholding. And what we did, we got out our the shares pro rata, which the fund company hold in the real estate company so that we got out our participation there and have now all our shares concentrated in the real estate companies. And for that transaction, we needed shareholders' approval and so on. And for that, the DWS got that fee from us.
Okay. Thank you. Understood.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. And the next question is from Vladimir Minor of Natixis.
Yes, good morning. I have a question on the disposal to Cobalt Galleria Dominikanska. Could you tell us if it's the start of an arbitrage strategy or is it just a one-off?
No, it is just a one-off because that was something that was always on our balance sheet and it bothered us there because it was a small investment and on the other side we weren't able over years to agree on a price to get the other two-thirds. So one day we decided why don't we sell it then because only this one-third participation didn't make sense for us from a strategic point of view and that's why we are selling that.
Okay, thanks.
We are waiting for further questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touch-tone telephone.
Nothing?
Excuse me, Mr. Berger, there are no further questions at this time.
That's fine.
Well, we have one question coming in right now from André Remke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Berger. One question on your credit line. You already told us that that you fully used the 150 million. What is your target in terms of refinancing that? Are there any plans for that?
No, we don't have any plans. We don't have any plans on that.
Can you remind us on the condition on that?
We don't have plans, I must say. it's rather cheap financing. I mean, we wait for 1.3%.
Okay. And this is with the maturity next year?
Too expensive. Sorry?
And the maturity is until next year or?
Until next year, but we are, Mr. Borges is working on that currently. It's not
okay.
A problem to prolong that.
Okay. And then probably the usual question, are there any potential centers in the pipeline or your desk is completely free at the moment?
It's not a question of financing ability, but it's a question of products.
Yeah, and can you give us an update there?
I can't give you an update there because there is very little.
Okay.
You can't buy many shopping centers.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
And the next question is from Kai Klose of Berenberg.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. May I could elaborate a bit on the potential extensions for the three malls you mentioned in the past in Hamburg, Gdansk, and Wuppertal, where we are there, and are there any news or is still in the planning?
It's still in the planning. The highest probability still has the extension in here in Hamburg and at the Phoenix Center. Less probable, in my view, is Wuppertal, and something in between is Gdansk. Well, we decide by the end of 2013 whether we will move forward or not. We invest some money, but we are not decided to do that.
Which is true for all three or for Gdansk?
For Gdansk.
And when you mentioned Hamburg is the most likely one, could we expect any news already for this year or also due for 2014?
It starts in late 2014.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
The next question is from Michael Varallo of Societe Generale.
Good morning. Is it possible to have the result which was including from Galleria Dominikanska this first half and for the full year last year? in your account, please?
It is, but I don't have the figures with me. Haben wir auch noch Chance, right? We'll send it. Yeah?
Thank you. Thank you.
So we have no further questions. I hand back to you, Mr. Berger.
Okay. So thank you very much for the interesting questions, and hopefully we see us in Klagenfurt next week. Bye-bye.